The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Nothing comes out but allergies. I was about to say, hello, welcome to another hour of the Good Day Show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. We are here at your service and on your side. Five eastern states holding presidential primaries today. Candidates are looking good. Or at least trying to look good. I think Donald Trump always wears the same sort of suit, does he not? I find Bernie Sanders more casually dressed. He usually has on a navy blazer so you can see the dandruff. And then slacks. Sometimes you see him in khakis, that sort of thing.
Bernie always looks disheveled to me.
Yeah, he does.
No matter what.
He's the mad professor.
Yeah.
Mad scientist. Doesn't he look like who played the doctor in Back to the Future, Christopher Lloyd.
Yep,
Christopher
totally.
Lloyd, right? That's who he is.
Doc Brown.
That's him.
Doc Brown, all the way. Yep. You just picture him going, Marty, we got to get back to the future.
Yeah, get on that train. Anyway, so we have, and then Hillary always looks like she got her pain. Has anybody ever seen Hillary in a sort of formal suit? She always wears pantsuits, right? Never wears... I don't even know how you... Isn't this awful? Where is it a woman's skirt and blazer or something? What are they, but women wear suits that could be pantsuited or they could have...
Or a skirt suit. Yeah.
Right. A skirt suit.
I've seen her in both.
Have you? I've not seen her in skirt suits. Do you wear skirt suits?
Not unless I'm interviewing. So, no.
Really. Kara... I'm trying to imagine. I just think it's interesting to imagine because not that many. Meredith always wears skirts. Very seldom you see her in a... Well, that's not true. When we go out, she more often than not will wear them. I think that it's kind of cool, actually. I like... Well, maybe it's just I like... Oops, I'll edit that. The essence of why Hillary... People tease her because her legs, some people think, are not attractive. So that's why she wears... pantsuits, right? Or at least that's the theory. I wonder if she's ever been interviewed by anybody and they asked her why she wears what she wears. I think that would be a good interview for one of the women's magazines, right? Women's Day?
Yeah.
I'm
sure she's been asked before. You know, it's probably her, whatever she's most comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm not going anywhere with this, folks. I just...
just curiosity.
Right, exactly. Okay, so Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, people going to the post today. Pennsylvania is the big prize. It's a swing state, has a lot of delegates, but it's corrupt, it's crooked, it's rigged, as Donald says, because in this circumstance, you're not required to vote for the primary winner at the convention. So it brings up two important questions. What about the one person, one vote? If you're voting for Donald Trump and it doesn't mean anything because the delegate can go wherever they want to, what's the point of having the election? Why not just, all the party bosses say, you vote for Kasich or you vote for Cruz or you vote for Trump. And that's the end of it. What a sham. It's a scam and a sham. So paying no attention, because it is. Pennsylvania is a ripoff. Connecticut, somewhat legit. Delaware, but all of this stuff with these delegates, it's all rigged. Trump's right. It's rigged. So what happens on the other side, I guess I don't want to spend all my time talking about Trump. Hillary Clinton has a lot of momentum there for sure. Is the Pennsylvania Democratic delegate count handled the same as the Republicans, or is it just the Republicans that are dishonest?
I think everyone's dishonest.
Well, I mean, okay, so how do the Democrats screw your with your vote then? We all know Hillary is very good at manipulating, or her team is good at manipulating whatever the rules can be so that she gets as many delegates as possible. Under the circumstance, how does... I just wonder, I don't know the answer to the question, and I don't sound like I'm knowledgeable because I don't know.
Did anything ever come of the New York primary where there were 60,000 voters who were turned away?
No.
And there was speculation that went in Hillary's favor.
Well, of course it did. The same thing is going to happen in Rhode Island today because Rhode Island had 400, normally has 489 polling places. They have almost half of them closed because they're trying to save money. What are you?
Who makes that decision?
Oh, my God, I don't know, but I sure want to get at him. If I was a guy named Dan York, who has a good talk radio program in Providence, he's kind of one of these Vox Populi guys, does afternoons at one of the stations there. He got to be all over this. This is just outrageous. This is ridiculous. And so what? All right, so we've already, there are two of the five states that are basically illegitimate. So what does that leave us with? It leaves us with Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. And Kara is going to vote in Maryland today. She hasn't told us who she's going to vote for, but I think we can guess. She could say it's none of my business, and it really isn't any of my business. But that doesn't keep me from asking the question. Connecticut, Delaware. Delaware is one of those kind of strange states, too. So it'll be interesting. And let's listen to... a guy named Patrick Roth talking about the alliance that has formed between Cruz the loser, and Kasich.
There really hasn't been anything as blatant as this, where you have two candidates who are essentially dividing up the map. And this is also a signal from both the Kasich and Cruz campaigns that they can't win the nomination outright. Their only hope would now be on the second ballot or later at a contested convention in July. That's something that the Kasich campaign has been pushing for a long time, but this is the first time that the Cruz campaign has acknowledged they can't win on the first ballot either. And this makes the Indiana primary that much more important. Both Trump and Cruz need to win here. Now, there is some reason to believe that this might actually work. You might remember back in March before the Florida and Ohio primary, Senator Marco Rubio told his supporters in Ohio to vote for Kasich, not for him. Kasich did wind up winning Ohio, and that's the only state he's won so far. Now, some people think this is a dirty deal, but other people are calling it just plain good politics.
Right, which equals a dirty deal.
Exactly, yeah.
Good politics equals dirty deal. Speaking of Ohio, yesterday the city of Cleveland agreed to pay $6 million to the family of Tamir Rice. Remember back a year or so ago, 12-year-old kid shot by a white police officer. He mistook the boy's pellet gun for the real thing, so he said the officers were... coming to the home because somebody had dialed 911, describing somebody with a gun on the playground. Actually, in the 911 call was a warning the gun might be fake. And if you look at the surveillance footage, the patrol car stops near this youngster on the playground. The officer shot him pretty much immediately after they pulled up. Last year, a grand jury decided not to indict the officer. The settlement doesn't include any admission of wrongdoing, then if you didn't do anything wrong, why are you going to give the family $6 million?
Right. I don't get that.
I don't either. What moron looks at this and says, oh, well, they didn't do anything wrong, but they're going to give them $6 million anyway? Huh? What do you think? We're all nuts? And this is just another example of the sort of thing that makes me crazy, and then people listening to me go crazy because they think, because I'm talking about this, you don't like any police officers. No, not true. Listen carefully. I don't like that kind of police officer. That doesn't mean I don't like all police officers. It means I don't like that kind of police work and that kind of police officer. That's what it means, and that's all it means. Okay, 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Okay, I don't know what to do with this, so maybe Richie, you and Victoria can help me a little bit. Yesterday, two people were hacked to death by a gang of men in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
One of them was an embassy worker, a U.S. embassy worker, and the editor of the first lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite magazine in Bangladesh. The other was his friend. It is illegal to be gay in Bangladesh and a lot of other countries in that neck of the woods as well. And a lot of the people who are gay or lesbians or whatever have been forced into exile. I think about this and I think about the situation in North Carolina and then the Target thing. I don't really know that I understand. There's a lot of people talking about Target and what their business model is doing and, you know, whether...
I'm not up to speed on the Target thing. Give me the 10-second review.
You're not... Say that again?
I'm not up to speed on what you're talking about with the Target.
Well, there are a group of activists who have now, I guess, gotten about 500,000 signatures pledging to boycott Target because of their transgender bathroom policy. They have, 517 signatures as of yesterday when Target over the weekend made their position public. Last Friday, actually, they stated in a blog post that they welcome transgender team members, people working there, and guests, people who are in a shop there, into the restroom or fitting room that corresponds with their gender identity, not with what they were, but what they are. And so now a lot of people are upset about it, and they're going after Target because of this policy. So I thought the two of them were a connected conversation. That's why I tell you the story together. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
She's second.
Jennifer Hudson.
American Idol.
Top 10.
Yeah. She made the top 10.
Nope.
I thought she was top 10. I thought she was like number 6.
Maybe she made the top 10. She went home early.
Yes, she did.
She was nowhere near the end.
Went home early to take some voice lessons and look at what it's done for her.
People were, well, the reason she did so well is because people were so shocked that she got outed so early.
Outed? What do you mean by that?
Kicked off. Kicked off the island. The American Idol island.
Shuttered, as some might say. So if you like Jennifer Hudson, you're going to like the fact that she's going to be in a production of Hairspray on NBC. They're following up The Sound of Music. I think they did first, right? Then Peter Pan, then The Wiz this past year. So she and Harvey Fierstein, is that how you pronounce his name?
Fierstein.
He was the one who was on that medical show based in Long Island. He's mostly a Broadway guy, but he did this television show. What was it called? The Doctor. He was the Doctor. It was actually a pretty good show.
Yeah.
It's ending this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to be on the live production of Hairspray next December. December 7th. They start these things now, starting rehearsal. Hudson's going to play Motor Mouth Mabel. Yeah. Owns the local record store. And Harvey Fierstein.
Fierstein.
Him too. He's actually writing this play. He's going to play Edna Turnblad. He won a Tony for the Broadway version of this.
So he's going to play the John Travolta part.
Is that, I don't, say that again, Victoria?
Harvey Fierstein was also in the movie when they made this a big regular, you know, feature film with Zac Efron and Amanda Bynes. And yeah, he was in that too. He's always played this role. So it'll be fun to see him do it live on TV.
But Edna's a woman's name, isn't it?
Yeah, and he wears the big wig and he's in drag. It's really funny.
I thought Travolta did that part in the movie.
I thought it was Harvey Fierstein.
No, it was Travolta.
Travolta,
as Chucker says.
Right, anyway, so she's quite accomplished. I've been up and down on her. I think at first I didn't like her so much. I don't know really why I didn't like her. Just
she's very likable.
Yeah, but she is. She's very likable, I think. All right, so you change your mind on things. You're allowed to do that. The Prince poll, we had this all over the place. Facebook.com/good day. We asked the question at DougStephan.com. What was your favorite Prince song? Or we had five listed there. And Purple Rain and When Doves Cry kind of were almost equal, as were Let's Go Crazy and Little Red Corvette. What I was surprised is that Raspberry Beret came out last. I wouldn't have thought that. I would have put Let's Go. If I were doing it, I forget to vote yesterday. I usually try to vote in the poll. I agree with When Doves Cry and Purple Rain. I've never been a big fan of Let's Go Crazy. Raspberry Beret, I kind of like.
Oh, I love Let's Go Crazy.
I like When Doves Cry and Little Red Corvette are my favorite of that group. But there are so many other tunes in there that I kind of like as well. But just, you know, all things Prince continue to not dominate anymore. I think we've had, the domination is over, but I think that now people are talking about addictions and Percocet and it being one of the most addictive drugs in the country. What's going to happen to the doctor who prescribed it? Why was it that he was on this? Apparently he went really long periods of time without sleeping. And what Jack Stockwell, a doctor here, said is that you normally would take that and it would put you to sleep, but apparently it didn't for him. Well, it put him to sleep permanently.
Permanently, yeah.
Yeah, 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car, make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tuesday the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and our focus now on Tom Brady and Deflategate Gate. So, you remember a little about this. Richie, you can jump in anytime you want to. Recollection of this goes back to the suspension of Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots. Allegations the footballs were soft. And so the NFL playoff game may have been rigged last year. And so these guys decided that they would take it to court, figuring that the judge would be ruling in their favor.
If Brady was not suspended, right, then this makes the suspension upheld.
Right.
So he was suspended, then he appealed,
So then he was not suspended. Now the NFL appealed.
But
he's suspended again.
Right. It's the NFL versus him, and then the court versus him. And it could have been the court versus the NFL, but the court sided with the NFL. And so now he didn't have the suspension last year, but he'll have it this coming year, if I'm reading this correctly. Is that right?
Isn't it the first four games of this upcoming season?
Yeah. And it was always about the first four games of this upcoming season because, and so now it's gone back and forth a couple of times.
I thought it was the first four games of the last season.
So basically,
when
we're
did
watching
this happen?
A legal tennis volley.
Say that again?
We're basically watching a legal tennis match, back and forth, back and forth, back
and
forth.
Yeah, but this was about a game that was played not last year, but the year before, because the suspension was for May of last year, or it was announced last year.
Right.
So the inflated footballs were used in the victory over Indianapolis in January of last year, not this year.
It's so stupid.
What's
they
do?
Beat
you
them by 45-7.
Does the softball really have anything to do with that?
Yeah.
No. All right, let's listen to analyst Stephen Smith talking about the NFL and them being the law.
This is not about right and wrong. I've been telling you for months. It's not about right and wrong. And Tom Brady won the first battle, and we're on first take, and you're pumping your fist, and he took on City Hall, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's not over. Because here's the reality. It's not about the Flate Gate anymore. It hasn't been about the Flate Gate for the longest time. There's a CBA agreement that essentially says the NFL is the law of the land as it pertains to the NFL, so long as it confines itself to whatever stipulated in the collective bargaining. Roger Goodell and the league office have the power to sit there and insert their belief system, their opinions, or whatever the case may be, so long as it is collectively bargained to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Is it collectively bargained?
Is it or isn't it? That was the issue?
Once you get the Players Association in, they're going to disagree.
Here's a legal analyst named Roger Cossack talking about the options Brady has now.
You can petition what they call petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court, and so I get the United States Supreme Court to hear this and perhaps Supreme overturn Court. It. But the United States Supreme Court takes a very few of the cases that that people request them to take. And there's really no reason for the Supreme Court to take this case. And I think there's very little, if any, chance that the Supreme Court would take this case. I think this is basically over.
That would be so awesome if Tom Brady were to have to testify in front of the Supreme Court as to whether he deflated a football.
Your honors. Okay, but here's the story behind the story. There's a rumor here in Boston that suggests that Tom Brady was targeted because he supports Donald Trump.
You know the NFL is a liberal league. You know Roger Goodell is a big uber-liberal commissioner. My God, you don't get more politically correct than Roger Goodell and the NFL. So whether it be on gay rights, same-sex marriage, transgender bathrooms, photographers or Christian bakeries having the right to decide who they want to sell their product to, it doesn't matter. You don't get more politically correct than Roger Goodell. And so why are they targeting Tom Brady? Why are they targeting the New England Patriots? My friends, I'm telling you, you heard it here first. They're going after him because it's all politically motivated.
Leave Tom Brady alone, right?
It's because everybody knows. He's buddies with Donald Trump. They're going after Brady to go after Trump.
Yay!
You know, I disagree completely with him saying that the NFL is so politically correct because they allow guys who beat up women constantly to go back into league. That's that league ridiculous. Is garbage to me. Yeah. So that's not politically correct.
After Tom Brady, well before Trump ever started running for president.
Who cares about the Trump thing? That's like, you know, that's ridiculous.
All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com. Is that really what you feel, Victoria? Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Has your opinion on Deflategate changed? A, yes, Tom Brady is guilty. B, yes, Tom Brady, say it again, Doug, Tom Brady is innocent. C, nope, I still think Brady is guilty. No, I still think Brady is innocent. E, I'm not sure. Let's see, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Janet writes, I'm no fan, but how do you convict someone over something you think the person did? And why cheat when you're the best quarterback that's out there anyway? When the score of the game was 45-7, yeah, maybe there wasn't a whole lot of need to cheat. Adam writes, Brady now knows that he cannot simply continue to cheat his way to winning without consequence. There's a Patriots fan for you. Brady and the Patriots are good at cheating. It's their modus operandi. Serves him and the Patriots right, those cheaters. Okay. Robert writes, we're talking about a game here, boys and girls. This is not the equivalent of the cure of cancer. Much ado about nothing. Yeah.
And as silly as I think it all is that it's going to the Supreme Court, blah, 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 all that stuff, there's a lot of money at stake here.
Yeah,
there is. I mean, there's big bucks.
All right, here's another Patriots fan, Richie. Marie says, I can't stand Tom Brady. I don't like the Patriots. I do believe Brady and the Pats are shady. This whole deal stinks. Still, does anybody else have a problem with an employer punishing an employee for something they think he might have done, even if the circumstantial evidence is great?
Yeah, that was my other problem with this. They never really proved anything.
No, there isn't any evidence at all.
That Brady actually knew, conspired, anything. All they said is they think that there is a good chance that he knew.
Right.
Sorry. That doesn't get a connection.
Scott writes, in sports, even the appearance of cheating is wrong. Shame on Brady. Shame on the Patriots. Shame on the NFL. Shame, 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 shame. Patriots ought to have been stripped of the title. Shows what big money does to justice. Yeah. And Daniel sent us a note. This is what he said in his note. This decision isn't about whether or not Tom Brady deflated footballs. It's about whether or not the NFL has the authority to conduct the investigation and impose punishment. And by every reading of the CBA that I've ever seen, it has it within its rights. Yeah. But it's Tom Brady and Donald Trump. That's it. Tom Brady will be his vice presidential running mate.
Oh, that would be awesome.
How about that? What do you think of that for an idea?
Michelle Bunchen could be the first lady for the vice president.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so that's enough of that silly stuff. Up next, more silly stuff. The TV report is next here on Good Day.
You're invited to the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. Join us for this exclusive event featuring our best prices of the season. Jared has carefully curated an amazing selection to help you find the one ideal gift for her. Don't miss the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. The one gift she's sure to love. That's why he went to Jared. Pandora, Omega, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Hearing the words, you have cancer, can be devastating. But treatment advances may provide hope for those living with metastatic melanoma, a serious, life-threatening type of skin cancer that has spread beyond the skin to other parts of the body. Did you know that abnormal gene changes can cause melanoma to grow and become more advanced? Louise Perkins, Ph.D., Chief Science Officer of the Melanoma Research Alliance, explains,
about half of all melanoma cases have a gene mutation called BRAF. Treatments that target this mutation are available, so it's important to know the type of melanoma that you have. If you've been diagnosed with metastatic melanoma, talk to your doctor about BRAF, as it may inform treatment options for your specific disease.
Treatments known as targeted therapies may be appropriate for people who are newly diagnosed or have been living with metastatic melanoma that has a gene mutation. For more information about targeted treatment options for metastatic melanoma, talk to your doctor or visit NovartisOncology.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Buffalo Wild Wings presents B-dubbing.
If you're just tuning in, we've got
Wing Tuesdays.
Here's a corner kick. Star Striker Rodriguez takes
up. Special prices on traditional wings.
Now this is a
seriously good deal.
He dribbles past three defenders. He sees an opening and strike! It's a goal!
Get a great price. Every Wing Tuesday. 21 sauces and seasonings. At Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Come on. Listen to all the stuff that's on. So you'll be excited to know that ABC has apologized to Kelly Ripa over the way they bumbled and fumbled their way through the Michael Strahan move to Good Morning America. That's mostly because she's coming back on today. And I'm betting that she is going to, because all of the things... I read something that Katie Couric has said on her blog. She and Kelly are friends, and she said that she was asked at some kind of reporter meeting yesterday, some award ceremony, that, you know, what is the story? What do you think the story is in this drama? And she said clearly feelings were hurt. And she wasn't included in the process. Transitions are tricky. They have to be managed carefully, especially when people have relationships with people on TV and they feel like they're a part of their family. So this can be extremely sensitive. I know her. She'll be honest with the audience when she goes back on today. It's kind of like the elephant in the room or the studio. And then they'll move forward. I'm guessing
she'll make jokes about it and it'll be funny.
Yeah. You think?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'll be obviously a nervous kind of a setting.
It's going to be awkward, yeah.
Very awkward.
Yeah. Why wouldn't, right. I mean...
If they were smart, they'd put the president, they'd put Iger on the show and try to smooth everything over.
Yeah, that's what. If I were down at the lowest level, why wouldn't he just be honest with her from the get-go?
Strahan?
Yeah.
Well, because he's a slimewad. I told you, he has every earmark, his body language, his whole demeanor. He is not, everybody thinks he's this guy, wonderful guy on TV. I'm telling you, he's not a wonderful guy.
Okay, there it is.
That's what I
straight from Doug.
That's, well, that's what I
slimewad, Strahan.
All right, anyway, let's see here. The revival of Twin Peaks. You realize they had 200 people on the cast of that thing? Jeez. I didn't realize there were so many people that were involved in it. Laura Dern's coming back. Eddie Vedder is coming. Why do I know that name?
Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's from Pearl Jam, right? That's what I'm wondering.
What's he doing on Twin Peaks?
I don't know. That's something that's in their PR release from yesterday. These are the people that are going to be back on. Speaking of things that are back on... Cribs is coming back to MTV, but on Snapchat. So, Victoria, how would that work? This is Mariah Carey, right? Wasn't she involved in this a long time ago, it seems to me? Cribs premiered in 2001 as part of MTV's...
She definitely had... She was on an episode of Cribs, for sure.
Yeah, right, yeah. So what is Cribs about?
Cribs is basically just, it's everyone's celebrity home. So, like, Mariah Carey had converted, I don't know, some like three rooms into one massive closet. So, yeah. It was just looking at people's insane Hollywood, you know, Hollywood cribs.
Another word for house, Doug.
Isn't it? Okay, Richie, thanks very much.
I think he knew that, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, baloney. Of course I did.
I think he did.
All right. Jodie Sweetin was hurt last week on Dancing with the Stars. Really? They don't know.
Everyone gets hurt on that show.
Yeah.
It's like falling off the stage.
She looked like she was in some pretty big pain.
Really? Mm. MTV has re-imaged Unplugged. What was the matter with it in the first place?
It went away because MTV stopped showing any musical content. Yeah. So it went away.
Why would you think MTV would do musical content? It's 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hour now on the Good Day program. Happy to welcome to our little den here Amy Newmark, who is responsible for the best-selling series of books called Chicken Soup for the Soul. There are, 125 of these books. So we bring her in here once a week to talk about something that's fresh, pretty relevant to most of us, and certainly relationships are number one with most of us, even if we don't admit it. So we're going to talk about what happens if your relationship fails, how to put it into the proper perspective. That's up next here on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Buffalo Wild Wings presents B-dubbing.
If you're just tuning in, we've got
Wing Tuesdays.
Here's the corner kick. Star Strike on Rodriguez.
Special prices on traditional wings.
Now this is a
seriously good deal.
He dribbles past three defenders. He sees an opening and fight! It's a goal!
Get a great price. Every Wing Tuesday. 21 sauces and seasoning. At Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
Buffalo Wild Wings is one place where I catch all the college basketball action, enjoy some great food and drinks. I'm busy, but I always clear my calendar for Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for NCAA sports. Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. All right, Amy Newmark is here from Chicken Soup for the Soul, website chickensoup.com. And the focus is on relationship failure. I'm expecting next week for equal time, Amy, we'll have a discussion of relationship success and what makes it successful. But in this circumstance, from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, what is the best way to put a failed relationship into the proper perspective?
Okay, so sometimes just a few well-placed words will make such a difference, and this story had a huge impact on me. This woman, Judith Guarnera, was in a divorce support group, and the leader of the group said to everybody, "Repeat after me. In my marriage, I did the best I could." So everyone said it, and then the speaker told them to say, "My spouse did the best he or she could," and no one was willing to say it. But of course she was right, and Judith thought about it, and she realized, yeah, I tried my hardest, and so did my husband, and it changed everything for her. If you realize that the other person was trying hard too, and it just failed, you shed all of that anger and resentment, and you can actually move on.
All right, so does this mean that even if you don't believe it, you should say it? Because I know some people listening right now are saying, baloney, my husband was a cur, he was a no-good bum, he was cheating on me, yada, yada, yada. He wasn't doing the best he could to honor me and our relationship.
I think you have to actually step back and say, remember those early days. Remember how much we were in love. Remember how exciting it was. Remember how hard we worked. And, yeah, maybe the spouse who cheated or let the person down in some way did so, but they were trying initially, and then they just failed. And if you accept the fact that the person just wasn't good at it, but nobody went into the marriage planning to fail. Everybody went in making their best effort. Some people's best effort is but better than others. But it really worked for Judith, and I think it's a brilliant idea to remember that both sides tried.
Well, and but given what you just said and reflecting back, there obviously was a reason, there was a spark, there was some kind of chemistry that brought you together in the first place. So maybe that's, it's kind of like, if I can use this analogy, so it isn't personal, although it was very personal. I had a dog named Charlotte who was absolutely the most fantastic thing in my life for a long time. When she died, what I started doing was thinking about the circumstances under which she died. And my love said to me, "Why are you thinking about that? Why don't you think about all of the years of fantastic fun you had and the things that led you to love her so much?" And perhaps that gets turned around. You can use that almost in any space here, Amy, as far as just relationships with spouses. You can almost, you know, I hated my boss. Well, at some point in time, you must have liked him. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone to work there. So think about your good experiences, and then you wouldn't get all caught up in this negative thinking. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it's any relationship you were in, a marriage, a friendship, a work situation, everybody was trying their best. It's just that somebody failed.
Search Chicken Soup for the Soul to find the podcasts that Amy does, or you can go to DougStefan.com, audio highlights. Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Very good information for us here at 59F.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.